This week we begin reading Sefer Devarim. We start with Parshas Devarim, and if we'd have to give a theme to both this week's Parsha and the Haftarah as well, I would say it would be Teichacha. Both in the Parsha and the Haftarah we see the Teichacha of our leaders. Moshe Rabbeinu, before he dies, is going to be speaking to the whole of Klal Yisrael, and that's really what the whole Sefer is about. It's his farewell speech, and in Chazayin Yeshayahu, we're going to be reading as well. It's his last-ditch effort to get Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. And although it was said generations before the Chorban, Yeshayahu lived quite a few generations before the Chorban, it's read right now, right before Tisha B'Av, as our trajectory is going downhill, and it's a message to us as well, throughout all of our generations, to stop and to think and to do something so that we shouldn't have to get to another year of Tisha B'Av. In every generation, we see the leaders taking the achrayis to give the teichacha, not just to individuals that they see doing wrong, but to the entire nation. And even though every member of Klal Yisrael has the same chiyuv of hecheyach teichiyach, we see that it's the leaders who take this mitzvah in their hands, and they take responsibility for seeing the big picture and seeing what has to be corrected. The Brisker Rav gives a mashal. He says there's a beautiful garden with heavenly fragrances, gorgeous landscapes, and hundreds of people would come to this garden every day and enjoy it, and enjoy the scenery, and enjoy the lush grass, and enjoy the scents of the flowers, and they would just see how they would walk out of the garden and be so pleased and so grateful and so happy that this garden was in their city. But there was one individual who would come to the garden, and he was so negative. He would always see what was wrong with the garden. It's like there's one flower there that's dying, and there's that tree over there, the gorgeous tree, that has a few dead leaves on it, or that branch is not doing well. And he would always point out what was negative. And people would be upset at him, you know, like, you've got this whole big, beautiful garden here. Why are you focusing on what's not good? And his response, of course, is, I'm the gardener. So, of course, he saw the beauty of the garden, but he also needed to pay attention to what was lacking so that he can fix it, because that was his job. He couldn't just see what was right. He had to see what was wrong. It sometimes seems like there's so much focus on the problems that we have, and if we take a step back and we see how beautiful our society is, with the unprecedented amount of Torah study, of learning, of yeshivas, of chesed organizations, of millions and millions and millions of dollars being donated, so much money to tzedakah. Why focus on the problems, on the issues, on what's not doing right? And while it's crucial, it's so important to acknowledge and appreciate what's positive and what's right, if we don't look at what has to be fixed, especially at this time of year. We know that the initials of Av stands for Elul Ba, which means that as we are enjoying our summer, we know that we're in this time of year where it's a time of introspection, both the time of the Chorban and then moving into the Yimei Ratzon. It's especially now that we are supposed to notice what has to be improved, and that helps fuel the drive for personal growth and for communal growth, and that really is the job of the leaders. And when it's pointed out to us by our leaders that there are things that need to be corrected, we have to understand that they are the gardeners. They have to look at the garden, and they have to see what's going on right now and the bigger picture, the long-term damage that can be done to our entire community if these things are not taken care of. And they have to make sure that the garden is blooming just so, just the way it's supposed to be, so that we can fulfill our ultimate tafkid and make it back to Yerushalayim, where we belong. The theme of Teichacha for this week emphasizes the importance of our leaders providing the constructive criticism and guidance, even when there's so much that we are achieving and there's so much good that Klal Yisrael is experiencing. If there's something that's not right, and if there's something that's not okay, it is their job to point it out. And perhaps that's why in the Haftarah Yeshayahu asks to bring back our Shavtecha Kavirishana, bring back the leaders like they were before Achreikein, and if we have the leaders, we can call Yerushalayim again Ir Hatzedek Kiryat Ne'emana. Meaning, he was feeling lonely, Yeshayahu, and he was saying, we need more leaders here because the leaders fulfill that all-important function of being the gardeners, of telling us what needs to happen, of pointing out the deficits so that we can become that Kiryat Ne'emana, so we can go back to Yerushalayim. We have a greater chance of reaching the Geula. I saw a very interesting aside on the Haftarah this week. It ends with the pasuk Tzion b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveh b'tzedakah, which means Tzion will be redeemed when we start to act with each other b'mishpat, meaning with justice. That means that when we return to a place of tzedek, and those who return b'shaveh, those who return, will return in the schus of giving tzedakah. According to the Maharshal, what it means is that when we give tzedakah, our leaders will be able to return, and they will be able to restore the tzedek, the mishpat, to Yerushalayim. And because we'll have those leaders back, because of the tzedakah we've done, then Tzion is going to be ours again, and it will lead to the final geula. This leads to a technical halachic question, which I never heard about this question, but it seems to be an important question since it's something we do, you know, often daily, which is the ending of the third bracha in benching, Boine Barachamav Yerushalayim, that we say Hashem will restore Yerushalayim Barachamim. And the Torah says that really we should be ending this bracha Boine Yerushalayim, because there's no place for Rachamim here. Meaning, we know the formula. We know the formula from our Haftarah. Tzion b'mishpat tipadeh, v'tshaveh v'tzedakah. We give tzedakah, act with justice. Hashem, in justice, with justice, will build Yerushalayim. So what are we asking for? Boine b'rachamav, build with your rachamim, with your, not really a good word to translate rachamim, with your kindness, with your benevolence. As a free gift, give us Yerushalayim. We know that we know what we have to do. So where is the place for rachamim? The Beis Yosef brings that the Maharami Rottenberg used to say Boineh Barachamav. So we do have a good source for saying Boineh Barachamav, but they pass in the Shulchan Aruch that you should say Boineh Yerushalayim. We should not be saying Boineh Barachamav Yerushalayim, but Boineh Yerushalayim. But b'dieved, if you said Boineh Barachamav, you are yotzei the bracha. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama and the Maharshal say, and this is what Ashkenazic Jews do, no, we should say Boineh Barachamav. Firstly, because this bracha really comes as a chasima, it's the ending of the bracha that starts with the words Rachim na Hashem Halekenu, which means that it's appropriate to put in the word Rachamim here. And secondly, because we know that besides the fact that there's going to have to be tzedakah that we give and there's going to be mishpat that we have to do, certainly, nothing is going to happen without the rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need tremendous rachamei shemayim to get there. The Maharshal adds that it will be b'tzedek and tzedakah, and we'll get it back with justice if and when we earn it, but we're asking for much more than just returning to Yerushalayim. We're asking for a full restoration of everything that we had, and plus, 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 plus. We want it to be much bigger and much more beautiful, and most importantly, we want it to be eternal. And all that is rachamim. We're asking for much more than we can ever deserve. So certainly it's appropriate to say, B'nei B'rachamav, Yerushalayim Amen. I'm speaking to you from the yearly camp that I run in Moscow, Russia, with over 100 Yiddish neshamas here, who we have a beautiful garden, and it is a beautiful garden, and it is sustained by the tzedakah of the sponsors who pay for the camp, and by the rachamim of the counselors who volunteer their time and pay for their tickets to come and join us and be here with the with the beautiful, beautiful girls that we're zeichet to spend time with every year. And our tefillah is, B'neh Barachamav Yerushalayim Amen. We should be zeichet to celebrate the Mayed of Tisha B'Av together with the entirety of Klal Yisrael, Me'arba Kanfei Ha'aretz.